Good afternoon again, everybody. Just in the car here, as you can see, and sometimes whenever we're maybe doing a school run or something like that, and we've got a few minutes to spare, or somebody's running late, it gives us a wee bit of time just to catch up on a few devotional recordings. So thank you for joining us. Somebody made fun of this jumper one day recently. They said, "You always wear that wee jumper." And it has to be honest, it's a favourite of mine, and I apologise if I'm always wearing the same wee jumper. But there you have it. It's hard to beat a nice wee woolly jumper this time of year because it's quite cold outside. But we're just in the car and there's a wee thought just comes to mind. We were looking in our Bible study recently about the Lord trying his people, testing his people, refining his people, if you like, putting us into the fiery furnace of refinement. And the psalmist made mention of that in one of the psalms. He said, "Thy word tried him." And it just reminds me of a little verse in the book of Job. You'll be familiar, I'm sure, some of you, with the book of Job. It's a remarkable book, one that maybe is undermined quite a bit, that's avoided, that isn't read, because it's a very deep book. And we believe that Job is possibly the oldest written book in the Bible, because it doesn't make mention of any of the patriarchs or doesn't quote from any other parts of Holy Scripture. And so it would seem that the book of Job came before other books in the canon of Scripture were completed. But Job was a man who loved God, who knew God, who feared God, who sought God, who honoured God. He was perfect in his generations. He was upright before the Lord. But what trials and difficulties and burdens Job faced in his experience. He says in Job chapter 23 and verse number 10, "But he knoweth the way that I take, and when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold." He knoweth the way that I take, and when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Job had lost his business. Job had lost his family in awful circumstances. Job had lost his health. He had lost his vitality. He had lost the comfort and the confidence of his friends and the family that remained. And Job seemed to be very much left alone. Job said some remarkable things. He said, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." He says, "Oh, that I knew where I might find him. It seems that even the presence of God had left him." And yet Job continued to trust. And he somehow had this assurance that, as Paul said in Romans 8:28, that all things work together for good to them that love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. And Job says, "He knoweth the way that I take. When," or after, "he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold." And the word "try" there, tried, it's the idea of refinement. It's the idea of putting silver or gold into the intense heat of the fiery furnace of purification to bring all of the dross to the surface and to purge away the impurities and to make that gold or silver all the more valuable. And Peter talks about the trial of your faith being more precious than of gold that perisheth. He speaks about that fiery trial. We're not to think it a strange thing concerning the fiery trial, which is to try us. And the familiar story is told years ago about a silversmith. He had put the silver or the gold into the furnace, and somebody was watching him. There was a demonstration, and they looked and they said, "How do you know how long and how hot the furnace has to be and how long the silver has to be in the furnace?" And the silversmith said, "I will watch that silver. I don't take my eye off it for a moment. I watch the dross being driven to the surface by the intense heat. And then it gets purged away and it gets incinerated in the fire. And then eventually I'm able to see my image, my reflection in the silver. And I know that that's the time that it's right to take it out of the crucible." What a lesson. Sometimes the Lord places his people in the midst of that fiery trial. He knows what's inside of us, and he wants us to be pure. He wants us to be holy. He wants us to be like himself. He wants to see his image, his reflection in us, so that a watching world might see something of Jesus Christ. And Job recognized that. "He knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. God knows where you're at, dear friend. He knows the way that you're taking. And if you're a believer, he's possibly refining you, trying you, purifying you, that he might see something of his image in you and that you will come forth as gold. May God bless you. Thanks for joining us. And we trust that God will encourage you with these few simple thoughts. We will see you hopefully very soon.